I've always been drawn to the dark. I've never seen a ghost, or a body, or known someone who's gone missing, but when bad things happen, I can't look away. And in just a few hours, I'll be standing on the shore where Atheline Bell spent her final moments. The thought makes my stomach churn around the remnants of breakfast, the tall, weathered house casting a long shadow across my mind. Funny how it's even bigger in my imagination than it seems in pictures. Rolling green fields dotted with sheep flash by the car windows, but I barely spare them a glance as I check the subscriber count on my new podcast attachments for about the millionth time today. "Any new subscribers?" Mom asks. She knows me too well. I shrug. "Not today. Not yet." I try to sound like I don't care, but I really wish the count were higher already. This is my first big solo project, and I want to get it right. On my last ghost hunting project, Strange Virginia, the YouTube show I made with my boyfriend Joey, everything seemed so easy. We never had trouble getting viewers, comments, even sponsors. But that all ended when Joey broke up with me at the beginning of the summer, right after our junior year. So now I'm going to prove to myself that I can do this on my own. I hope. Because without listeners, I just might prove the opposite. From the back seat, Waffles whines, startling me from my thoughts. I half turn in my seat and meet my dog's sincere, shiny copper eyes, which he takes as an invitation to lick my cheek, coating me in slobber. "Gross," I moan. "You're a mess, buddy. You got your paws all wet, too. And the seat. Do all dogs drool this much, or do you need to see somebody about that?" My teasing aside, either he's alerting me to my blood sugar going low, or he needs a potty break. And we only left DC 2 hours ago. Behind her large tortoiseshell sunglasses, Mom's eyes haven't left the road. I think she was hoping a 4-hour drive would mean no stopping, especially in a strange area. She gets turned around easily, always in her head thinking about work, and the signal out here is patchy. I only have one bar right now. "Blood sugar or bathroom?" Mom asks, sounding a little exasperated. Waffles is my very best friend, but he isn't very good at his diabetic alert dog duties, signaling to me when my blood sugar is dropping. His slimy cheek kiss probably means nothing, but I still glance at the continuous glucose monitoring app on my phone to check in. Straight from a thin wire under my skin to an app via Bluetooth, my CGM tells me that my blood sugar is 180 milligrams per deciliter and climbing. Not cool. Prolonged high blood sugar can eventually lead to organ damage and other complications. But not what Waffles is alerting me about. It's not surprising, though. I ate a bagel for breakfast, after all. Plus, okay, I'm a little nervous. Usually around this time, I'd be packing a bag for a week at the beach with my friends, Amanda, Deetra, and Lindsay. It's been tradition since we were little to go to Ocean City in July. Instead, this year I'll be in a new place, faced with unknown internet quality, potentially crappy food, new people who might not get my fascination with all things dark and unexplained. Not to mention new people whose only reference to diabetes is an elderly mustached man on a drug commercial. I'm not bitter, I swear, but sometimes it gets exhausting, having to teach everybody the basics of my disease. Like how being nervous can lead to high blood sugar, what's happening right now. I grab my insulin pump from my jeans pocket and give myself a dose with the push of a few buttons. The plastic casing around the small pump is electric blue, matching my latest hair color. My hair used to be rose gold, bordering on pink, but since this summer will be different, hopefully my best one yet, I figured I might as well try out a new look. Waffles whines again, louder. He's not a barky, growly sort of dog. He's usually a quiet dude. So that whine means he urgently needs a pit stop. "Bathroom break," I tell Mom, and she sighs. Outside, we pass more white barn churches, precarious wood fences, and a brick chimney whose house crumbled to dust long ago. Mom taps the brakes, parking us in the grass alongside a cow pasture.